I'm going to go out on a limb here and see if Tim Sweeney Jr., who was Kawhi Leonard's high school coach, has any idea where Kawhi Leonard is going to be playing next year. Tim, thanks for joining us. It's the only question we ask anybody. I apologize. But it's the only question we ask anybody about Kawhi.
And, you know, it's your chance, Tim. You could be a big star in Toronto here. You could be a media sensation. You would trend on Twitter in about 10 seconds.
Yes.
So, you know, go ahead, man. Take your shot.
I'd love to break the ice and be able to share where he'll be next year, but I think only Kawhi knows, and I honestly believe he's not even thinking about that at all during the season. He's going to let, you know, the season end, hopefully with a trophy coming to Toronto. But he's a very introverted guy, and everybody knows that, and he's not going to share a lot. So, you know, his focus right now is bring the championship to Canada and Toronto and, you know, celebrate and, you know, take probably a little time and then figure things out. But My opinion is that I think he's going to stay. I think Toronto's a great fit, but I could be wrong.
Well, that's you've got we have this thing here, Kawhi can dine, you know, where they're trying to get Kawhi to stay here by promising him free meals at every restaurant. You could probably get, if that comes true, you could probably get part of that as well if you wanted.
I'd love to be involved in that. I heard about it. That's pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, people here, you know, they've been waiting for a guy like Kawhi Leonard. They've been waiting for a team like the Raptors for a long, long time. And I wanted to ask you, when you watch him on TV and you see the body language and things of that nature, was Kawhi like that as a high school player?
It was like he's wearing our King High jersey still.
Really?
The same Kawhi, literally. He's playing the same way, plays with the same intensity, got that ice in his veins. You know, he just is going to show a little bit of emotion, but, you know, deep inside, he's as competitive as hell. And losing is not in Kawhi Leonard's vocabulary.
Do you remember the first time you walked into your gym?
Oh, boy, do I remember. We just started the new school year. He transferred over from a sophomore, long, gangly kid, good-sized body, raw in many respects, but talent unbelievable. And I have coached with my father, who was a Hall of Fame high school coach and a college coach for 14 years, and he coached with me for 14. So I gave him a call immediately and said, you got to get to the gym right now. And I had a loaded team. I mean, all community kids. And he came on down and said, Dad, look, he's an NBA player. And he goes, after a couple trips up and down the court, you're certainly right. And I said, no, I'm going to make another statement, Dad. I said, he is going to be an NBA All-Star. And I told everybody, my colleagues, I told people around school, media, college coaches, everybody laughed. You know, even when Kawhi was being drafted, all the GMs and everybody that were interviewing me on Kawhi, you know, what do you think of him, this and that? And I said, you're getting an NBA All-Star. And they all chuckled. Now we think we're getting a journeyman. And I'm like, okay, you know, go ahead and go with what you're going to go with. But, you know, he should be your number one guy, period.
What was it like to shake hands with Kawhi the first time? Because those are unbelievably large mitts. And it doesn't surprise me that we find out that he was a pretty good football player in his freshman year of high school, that he was a receiver and free safety, because I can see him making some one-handed catches.
Oh, my gosh. First time I shook his hand in the gym that same day, I was like, God, you got to be kidding me. And I said, can I put my hand up against yours? And it was like, he just engulfed my hand. It's almost an embarrassing moment. You're like, my God, these are the biggest hands I have ever seen. And I've had a couple players, Terrence O'Kelly at Lakewood High School, Division I player, went to Long Beach State, massive hands. And, you know, it was like they probably would have made them look small.
How long, Tim, did it take you to kind of get a sense on what makes him tick? You know, given his personality, given that he is, you know, introverted, at least, at very least, a man of few words. Like, how long did it take you to kind of get to the core of Kawhi as a person?
You know, not very long. You know, we get a few early practices in, you know, during that year, and we really start focusing on their skill sets and, you know, shooting a lot with shooting and I worry about the defensive stuff when we get closer to the season, and that is really one of my forte as a coach is I've always had the best defensive teams, and I don't lack on offense, but, you know, it's one of those deals, and you could just see in the pickup games and the practice the competitive nature. And then, once again, I always talk about the intangibles with Kawhi, the things that, you know, as a coach, I could never teach him. And what he does is what the great players like Michael Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron James, they have those intangibles where they react within the game at a different level. And they see the game at a different level. And that those are things you really, you know, can't teach. You can practice repetition all day long, but the great ones are able to put that into play on the court by reacting. And that is not an easy thing to do because, you know, the NBA – they're big, strong, incredibly fast, incredibly athletic. You know, and Kawhi was doing that from the beginning.
Mm. What was he like off the court?
Great kid. Quiet. Kept a close circle of friends. Matter of fact, his close circle of friends are still with him. Taylor Cunningham, who's a professional coach and trainer in China. You have Jeremy Castleberry, who played with him at San Diego State, who is the assistant coach there in Toronto. You had Jeff Brantley and a couple others, and those are the same guys. They've all remained close from high school. They've remained, best friends and good friends. They're all kind of been in Kawhi's umbrella, and, you know, Kawhi's success has really helped, you know, each one of the young men's career, because you're talking, these kids are only 27 years old.
Mm. Tim Sweeney Jr. was Kawhi Leonard's head coach at Riverside King High School. You're still teaching at King, correct? You're not coaching anymore, but you're still teaching?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, what's happening in public athletics in the United States and California. I won my sixth title at the school. That included five CIF titles and a state title. And when you win a CIF title at the big schools in our state, that's like winning about 45 state titles. It's so big. Our southern section, to give you a little idea, has 650-some schools, and it's massive. And, you know, I am trying to, for the first time, Kawhi kind of lit a fire under me with his success to, you know, get back in the game. I'm trying to get on with the Denver Nuggets as a beginning scout and trying to get on at other few other places. And there's a prominent high school job that has opened up that I'm high on, but, you know, we'll see. I think it's time for me to give back in and give back to the communities and, you know, to the players and to the game. I mean, that's what I'm great at. So for the first time in 4 years, I'm very excited. And hopefully, God willing, something will come along. And Kawhi's success certainly has not hurt me.
Mm. Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes left. I did want to ask you. I mean, one of the stories that we're told about Kawhi is the fact that he played. His father owned a car wash in Compton. He was shot and killed. He played a game soon after that, scored 17 points. But the thing, there was a pregame moment of silence. The tournament was at UCLA. That was unplanned, wasn't it? And for Kawhi to sort of, A, handle that, but B, show the composure to stay in the court. We're talking about a high school kid. That's something else.
He was 16 years old. It was a Friday night. We had just won a very big league game, and we were the team had broken off, and my coaches and I and our wives and kids went out to dinner at a place called Cactus Cantina, and halfway through our meal, I got a phone call from his mother that his father had been murdered, you know, just been murdered. And so I called Marvin Lee, who was his AAU coach and the John Wooden Award winner and played for me on our 2002 state title team. And he went and picked him up, took him to Calabasas, kept him for the night and the day. And, you know, I called him in the morning and said, Kawhi, you could do what you want to do. You don't have to play if it means the entire season, if it means any amount of games, we are there for you. We're praying for you. We're going to help you through this and, you know, that type of thing. And the game was on this next Saturday night. Lo and behold, he shows up with Marvin and the family, and everything was great. He was very composed, and I went to the scorer's table because this is one of the biggest games in Southern California of the year. And I went to the scorer's table and said, please, we do not need a moment of silence. He's composed. I said, it's not to dishonor Mark, his father, but I just don't think it's a good idea for the young man. And the idiots, excuse my language, did a moment of silence. Oh, we're going to have a moment of silence for Mark. I mean, it was a great tribute and everything, but Kawhi did break down a little bit, and it wasn't, you know, a lot, but, you know, you can imagine a 16-year-old and, you know, all the players from Dominguez and our team, and everybody's giving him a hug, and then, you know, they start the game, and he plays and played fantastic. And it wasn't until after the game in the corner where, you know, the young man, I think, finally came to grips and, you know, really broke down with his mom, his uncle, his aunts and sisters and everybody. And it was hard. I mean, it was very, very hard for us to witness. But, you know, it was a tragic, and I know he plays for his father every day and every minute.
Tim, it was great of you to join us. Thanks so much. Again, best of luck. Best of luck with the future, and thanks for giving us some insight into a guy we've come to really like, but not really know.
Well, my pleasure, and when I make it to Toronto next year, I'll hit up one of those quiet free restaurants.
Damn right.
I'll give you guys a call, and I'm sure we're eating for free a number of times.
Well, we'll make sure you eat for free even if Kawhi isn't here. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care.
Great. You guys have a great day, and go Raptors.